To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's photo of a palm tree in front of the beaches at what we suspect to be either St. Martin or St. Bartholomew comes to us from a friend's vacation back in June. As I decided to look back 6 months from today in my phone's photo archive to see what photos we borrowed but never shared. We are sharing two more beach scenes that are from St. Bartholomew, for sure, on the blog today at mtforchrist.org if you need some more views of white sands and turquoise waters under blue skies. It's Wednesday, and it is officially the last hump day of 2021, and we are sharing these photos today for two purposes. The first is to highlight some of God's creation and to marvel over its beauty, and to thank him for providing us with diverse environments to enjoy on the earth. The second reason I'm sharing these photos is to get them off my phone. Yesterday, we encouraged our listeners and or readers to take care of unfinished business or to leave things that we don't want to carry with us anymore behind as we soon will begin a new year. It's best to travel light through life in general, and there may be no better time to clean up our acts and or get rid of some unwanted aspects of our lives than at the year's end. I don't know about you, but my hectic schedule of life and rolling with the changing circumstances that come into my quote-unquote normal routine, I don't always organize things the way I should. As neat as my phone may appear on the outside, now that my fiance recently took it out of its case and cleaned it, you might need to do that too. The inside of it is jam-packed with photos that I have snapped or borrowed and emails that I hadn't gotten around to reading or deleting. So yesterday, I spent my lunch hour just deleting old emails from the past year, and I didn't even finish. So I encourage you to look at your phone and your life in general and consider what's been lying around that you can 86 or throw out. Apparently, the term 86 means to throw out, as old rotary phones had a T on the 8 key and an O on the 6 key. So to throw out, T-O, something was to 86 it. Or it may have originally been a bartender's term, as in 86 this bum, he's drunk and unruly. Also, the United States has a uniform code of military justice that says an Article 86, absent without leave, a.k.a. AWOL, as in, where's Private Jones? He's 86. He didn't report back to duty. So as we get closer to New Year's Day, travel lighter in 2022 by 86ing some stuff you don't need in your life anymore. Pain, regret, emotions, longings, and grief that come from broken relationships may be something that we would like to 86, but for some reason we just can't seem to let that person or the negative feelings we have from dealing with that person go. The world would tell you to forget that bum, get someone else, or possibly to do something selfish, like go shopping or take a vacation as remedies to the pain and stuckness of broken relationships. But these methods will have varying degrees of success and do not address the spiritual realities of relationship dynamics that just might hold the key to setting you free. Based on my experience and education in Christian counseling, I would say there are three things that you have to do to effectively 86 an ex. Number one, say goodbye, whether in person, over the phone, via text, email, or quite possibly the best option for broken relationships, alone, by yourself, verbally say goodbye to the lost loved one because it's a necessary part of the grieving process that can help cut the ties that bind and provide closure. Saying goodbye as a prayer out loud brings your pain before God and allows him to give you healing. Speaking goodbye also sets your intentions for the future and tells yourself that it's over. Number two, forgive from the heart. Read the following prayers and welcome God into your experience to allow you to help you to forgive those who have hurt you so you can move on without the bitterness and pain that defines a life consumed with unforgiveness. Say, Lord, I choose to forgive these people and what they did to me. For every painful memory that God reveals in connection with the people you need to forgive to move on, pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I choose to forgive, and then you name the person, for what they did, because it made me feel, and share your feelings, whether it was rejection, feeling dirty, worthless, inferior, etc. After you say that, after you have forgiven every person for every painful memory, then pray as follows. Lord Jesus, I choose not to hold on to my resentment. I relinquish my right to seek revenge and ask you to heal my damaged emotions. Thank you for setting me free from the bondage of bitterness. I now ask you to bless those who have hurt me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Number three, we are to renounce past sexual involvements to break soul ties. The Word of God describes those who have had sex together as becoming one flesh. It's a spiritual reality that modern psychology doesn't acknowledge. Why can't we get past old what's-his-name or what's-her-name from yesteryear? Because we are still bonded to them because of our sexual and emotional involvements. To break those invisible ties that keep us bound and to find freedom from sexual bondage, pray the following prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I have allowed sin to reign in my mortal body. I ask you to bring to mind every sexual use of my body as an instrument of unrighteousness so that I can renounce these sexual sins and break these sinful bondages. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. As the Lord brings to your mind every sexual immoral use of your body, whether it was done to you, rape, incest, sexual molestation, or you initiated it, pornography, masturbation, sexual immorality, renounce these using this prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I renounce, and then you name the sexual experience with the person. I ask you to break that sinful bond with that person's name, spiritually, physically, and emotionally. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. After you have finished, commit your body to God by praying, Dear Heavenly Father, I renounce all the uses of my body as an instrument of unrighteousness, and I admit to any willful participation. I choose to present my physical body to you as an instrument of righteousness, a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to you. I choose to reserve the sexual use of my body for marriage only. I reject the devil's lie that my body is not clean or that it is dirty or in any way unacceptable to you as a result of my past sexual experiences. Lord, thank you that you have cleansed and forgiven me and that you love and accept me just the way I am. Therefore, I choose now to accept myself and my body as clean in your eyes. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You know, God is the healer in all things, and faith in Jesus Christ gives us eternal life and sets us free. So when we want to 86 negative emotions and bad relationships in our lives, we need to bring our pain to God and allow Him to take it away and renounce our sins so we can move on in freedom. Hey, it's about to be a new year. Why not wash that man or woman right out of your hair and out of your heart, your mind, and your soul by taking it to God and allowing Him to heal you and to break those ties that bind forever? Freedom is available through our faith in Christ. The question is, do you want it? If you want it, you can have it by going to your Heavenly Father and asking Him to help you say goodbye, to forgive, and to break the ties that have kept you bound and hurting. So 86 the X, 86 the bondage, and 86 the pain. God wants you to heal you and free you. Go to Him and experience the freedom that He so desperately wants you to know and walk in. Today's Bible verse comes to us from the New Living Translation Bible Promise Book for Men. Today's verse, this morning's meditation verse, is Ephesians 1:23, and it says, "And the church is His body. It is made full and complete by Christ, who fills all things everywhere with Himself." Today's verse teaches us that the church is Jesus Christ's body, and that we are made complete in Christ. A line from the Oscar-winning film Jerry Maguire expresses how the characters felt that their romantic interest made them fulfilled, with a pair of lovers confessing at critical moments in the narrative that, you complete me. As nice as that sentiment is, and as true as it may feel for some couples, the Word of God indicates that we are made full and complete by Christ alone. My life of searching for meaning and purpose led me to the conclusion that the Bible is the inspired Word of God and that everything it says is true. While we may struggle with how it's true at times, we benefit greatly by seeking God to discover how the Word of God is true and by applying its lessons to our lives. The church, Jesus' disciples, are said to be his body, meaning we are God's hands and feet and are created to walk into the good works that God has created beforehand for each of us to seek out and to walk into. As Christians, we are all ministers of reconciliation, as we can tell everyone how Christ saved us and how he has filled our lives and made us complete. And the beauty of being in a covenant relationship with God through faith in his beloved Son, Jesus Christ, is that we can be progressively filled with Christ and become more complete by becoming more and more like Jesus in our character, thoughts, and actions. As the Word of God describes Christianity as a lifestyle of progressive sanctification that goes from faith to faith and glory to glory. So even though Christ has made us complete when we place our faith in him and we were given his righteousness, the freedom of forgiveness of sins, and eternal life, our journey of faith isn't complete yet, as we will all be glorified in God's presence one day. So stop looking at the things of the world to complete you. If you have put your faith in Jesus, you are complete. However, since we're going to live forever, we still have a mission to find our purpose in God's kingdom and to walk into the good works that he has for us to do. So rejoice at your completeness in Christ and keep walking and talking with God to see what else he has in store for you. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian theologians and counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today we continue to share from Dr. Neil Anderson's Restored, Experience Life with Jesus. Today we conclude sharing from Chapter 1 with sections on the defeat of Satan and a call to repentance. And we also share the notes from the introduction for that work and all of Chapter 1, which are basically a huge list of Bible verses that all the material was based on. And if nothing else, this list of notes would give you a great list of verses that you might want to commit to memory on index cards or whatever. So if you want to check out that list of verses and those and the final section of Chapter 1 of Restored, go to mtforchrist.org to check out that resource at the end of today's blog post. As always, we encourage a life of Christian discipleship, which we encourage you to live out 24/7. We do that by providing our discipleship classes on the podcast for Victory Over the Darkness, The Bondage Breaker, and Freedom in Christ. And if you want to take a deeper step into material, just contact me at mtforchrist247@gmail.com to receive the class materials via email at no cost. We provide a Bible study of sorts that we do once a week on the podcast with Arthur and Susanna Cincotti. It's called Bible Study with the Cincottis. So if you don't have a Bible study of your own, you can listen to our Bible study discussion and look at the outline on the blog each Sunday. We provide that so you can look at our topical study and can think of, you know, what it is to be a Christian and how we're to ponder our faith and live in it. As I tried to teach today, you know, we can have our freedom in Christ. We can have, a new life, but it requires us to be complete in Christ and to follow him and his word for the way we should live. So we encourage that. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for another day in your kingdom. Lord, we just pray for this happy hump day that of the last of 2021, that we look at our lives today and maybe decide to resolve a few things before the new year begins. Maybe cleaning up our phones or cleaning up our minds and our hearts and our spirits by 86ing bad emotions or bad ties that may bind us to others. Lord, we just pray for the people listening today. And Lord, we pray that their request would be made known to you and that they'd be fulfilled. Lord, we pray for healing. You know the request we prayed for. And, you know what the people who are listening are thinking too. So we ask that you consider answering these prayers. Lord, we know you give good gifts, and we know that you answer prayers. So we pray for their petitions today. Lord God, we also pray for you to go before us today as we go. We pray for the anointing of the Holy Spirit to lead us into what we should do and into all truth and to the good works that you've prepared for us beforehand. We also pray for our protection as we go about today. Lord, lead us back to our homes after our work and lead us into all the things that you have for us. All these things we pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.